Tens of thousands of people have had to flee their homes and leave their lives behind in southern Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes there. One of those fleeing is called Sarah. She doesn't want her surname used because she doesn't want to be identified. But Sarah lived in Tibnin with her three children. That's near the Irish troops Camp Shamrock. However, Tibnin was bombarded last Monday, so Sarah and her three children had to flee to Beirut, and she's been telling her story to Cian McCormack.
They were targeting almost all the villages and Tibnin also. And we were listening to the airplanes firing the rockets, the sound of the rockets. The children were crying and screaming. We were all screaming because the sound of the rockets and the bombing were horrifying. So we decided to leave because we didn't know what's going to happen.
Sarah, you know? How many children have you?
I have three children.
What did you tell them when you were leaving Tibnin?
I told they were crying, and they were screaming. They were scared. Mama, are they going to bomb our house? What's going to happen? I told them, no, just pray for God to protect us, and we may arrive to Beirut safely.
The total length of journey from Tibnin to Beirut, how long was that?
One day. 1 day, 10 minutes.
How long would it normally take?
2 hours.
What is it like in Beirut now?
It's safe for now. It's calm, no airstrikes.
But there are airstrikes in parts of Beirut.
We cannot hear because we moved to a place that is a little away from the places where they might be bombed, you know?
Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah in its strikes. Have you seen much Hezbollah activity when you were at home or as you travelled to Beirut?
When we were at home, bombing was from both sides. One is going to bomb the other and the other is going to bomb the first. That's what I can say till now.
Israel has rejected global calls for a ceasefire with Hezbollah. What way do you look at that?
We hope that both sides will accept the ceasefire, and we hope that it's going to be a final ceasefire because, the people have left their houses, their work.
It looks at this stage that ceasefire will not happen because Israel has rejected it. Does that concern you?
Sure, because we don't know how long the situation is going to stay, and we've moved to houses that are not our houses. We've moved to places where we don't have any work to do, so we are scared of how we are going to continue to live in that way with no work. How are we going to live? So the situation is very hard. We don't know how we're going to continue. We don't know what to do, actually. So we hope that the ceasefire is going to be approved from both sides as soon as possible.
As a mother who has had to flee her home with her family, how do you feel today?
I feel very heartbroken. I feel scared. I feel terrified about the future of my kids, about the future of my country. We want peace. But unfortunately, till now, there are no peace, no solutions. We are waiting for solutions.
What has been the worst part of the last couple of days?
The worst part was leaving my place, my house, my hometown, myself, without knowing what's going to happen there. If we're going to go back, well, I will find my house. Or is going to be broken down. Our hearts stayed there. Our animals, our pets stayed there. Our hearts stayed with our in our houses, in our hometown, in our place. It's our place. It's the place where we lived. It's our home. We left our home, and we don't know if we're going to be back. And it's very hard. Sorry. Sorry, we're being emotional, but Yes.
Well, as you've said, your heart is in Tibnin.
Yes. Our memories, all our dead people, they were are there. We've left everything. Not only our houses. Yes.
From what you've told me, your entire family made it to the safety of Beirut, but have you
thank
lost,
God.
Have you lost any friends or extended family?
Yes, we've lost a lot of friends. Families too. For example, my friend, her husband and three children were bombed in their houses a few minutes before we go. And every day now, as we checking our phones and the news, we find out that somebody that we know or a friend or a neighbor has passed away too. And this is really hard, really, really hard. We hope that the situation will end as soon as possible. We have to live peacefully. So we're looking for peace. That's it. We only want peace. We want to live just like normal people, with no worries, no concerns. That's it.
That's it. And that was Sarah, mother of three from Tibnin in southern Lebanon, talking to our reporter, Cian McCormack.